Recorded Books presents The Book of the Lion by Michael Cadnam, narrated by Simon Preble.
Chapter 1. The hammering woke me, a fist pounding on the door. A man's voice called, "Open, in the king's name!" And I could hear my master's wife telling her husband to stay still, that it was a group of travelling peddlers, swine drunk on new wine. But the pounding continued. I was wide awake by then, sitting up on my straw pallet, telling myself that it was certainly the miller's son, or perhaps one of the minstrels, having a bit of riot with his companions. My pallet was beyond the dining stools and table, at the door to the smithy itself, and I stayed where I was, sure that my master could deal with this. But then the startling music of splintering oak flung me out of bed. I offered a silent prayer to St. Mark, the patron saint of those who would be brave. Out in the night, a voice was calling orders, an accent of a man not from this town. I hurried into my tunic, just as my master was scurrying toward the hearth. It took a long time for the door to come asunder, and my master had the bellows working by then, the glow from the flames casting shadows. My master thrust a straw rush into the suddenly glowing embers and called out, "Who is it? Who's knocking?" He managed to sound unconcerned, using the kindly questioning tone he used on matron and madman alike. I picked up the wood axe, set it down, hefted the meat hook, and set it down too. I was aware of how little I knew about fighting. The kitchen servants were stirring, and I cast aside a waffle iron and a pair of tongs, neither of them a weapon. Maud, my master's wife, was saying this was exactly why we needed a dog. And a big